And in sports here this morning, taking a look at some college basketball, Paul Jesperson scored 18 points, Wes Washpin had 16, and Jeremy Morgan added 14 to help Northern Iowa beat Washington State 63-59 in a consolation semifinal of the Diamond Head Classic late Wednesday night. The Panthers avoided their first back-to-back losses of the season despite being out-rebounded 31-20. They bounced back from a 16-point loss to tournament host Hawaii in Tuesday's opening round. Washpin, the reigning Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Week, had team highs of 5 rebounds and 4 assists for Northern Iowa, which made 19 of its 23 free throws. Jesperson, Morgan, and Clint Carlson combined to make 14 of 14 from the charity stripe. Josh Hawkinson scored 14 points. Ike Rogbu had 12, and Darian King 10 for Washington State, which was just 4 for 5 from the free throw line. There were 10 ties and 19 lead changes in that game played in Honolulu. Moving on to some college football news. The Iowa football team heads to California today to begin on-site preparations for the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Defensive lineman Nate Meyer says the break between the Big Ten championship game and the start of bowl practice in Iowa City was something different from the weekly routine.
We're always here, and we're always practicing or lifting or getting treatment. And so, you know, it's been one of those times, you know, rest is more key, and then just getting mental reps and you know, just looking forward to the game.
He says they got back into a more normal schedule once workouts resumed.
You know, we've been practicing this week, and you know, we've been lifting. So you know, it's like a normal thing for us now. So you know, it's bowl prep. So it's going to be exciting.
Meyer says the prestige of the Rose Bowl gives them some added incentive to play well.
You know, the Rose Bowl is a great bowl. You know, it's one of those bowls that's a, you know, January 1st bowl. Everyone, you know, the Hawks are, and the fans are about all about it, and, you know, we're excited.
Tight end George Kittle says it's a bowl game, but the way they prepare doesn't really change.
We're trying to treat it like any other game, just like we did the whole year. And, you know, that did us pretty well going 12-1. And so we're just going to try to keep the same mindset going into this game.
He mentioned he does have a few things he wants to see in California.
I'm really looking forward to the weather. I'm really looking forward to going to Disneyland because I've never been to Disneyland or Disney World. So that's, you know, going to be a highlight for me. And I think the Rose Bowl will actually be pretty fun, too.
Kittle is a cousin to a fellow tight end Henry Krieger Coble, and that means he's had to do some extra preparation.
Had to get a lot of extra tickets for some friends and family. It'll be fun, though. You know, I always like the support coming from my family.
Some teams get a little rusty when they have so much time between the end of the regular season and the bowl game, but Kittle says that can be a problem.
It is. It's weird, you know, not playing for 4 weeks. But, you know, Coach Ferentz has kept us on a good practice schedule, you know, a lot of game-like situations and stuff like that to keep us, you know, in tune and ready to go.
Iowa meets Stanford on January 1st of that game in Pasadena. We'll have coverage here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. It'll be a pregame of 2 o'clock that day with a kickoff at 4. Authorities are warning Iowans to beware of Rose Bowl ticket scams. Police in Cedar Rapids say people have reported buying tickets through Craigslist and then meeting the seller at a Cedar Rapids movie theater. The tickets proved to be fakes. The Marion Police Department says officers are investigating a report of someone driving a car with Washington license plates selling counterfeit tickets. Iowa plays Stanford on New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And in other football news, Chiefs linebacker Tamba Ali broke his right thumb last Sunday in Baltimore and had surgery this week, though the Pro Bowl selection has not been ruled out for their game against Cleveland. Trainer Rick Burkholder said Wednesday that Ali had swelling when he came to the practice facility on Monday. An examination revealed a displaced fracture and Ali had 3 small screws inserted. Ali is wearing a splint but could be available for Sunday's game against the Browns. The Chiefs are already without all-pro pass rusher Justin Houston, who has been sidelined with a hyperextended knee. In some positive injury news, wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas was expected back at practice. He's been out the past 3 games after sustaining a concussion against San Diego on November 29th. New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. has lost the appeal of 1-game suspension and will miss Sunday night's game in Minnesota. Hearing officer James Thrash upheld the punishment for multiple violations of safety-related playing rules after handling the appeal yesterday. The league suspended Beckham on Monday for his conduct Sunday afternoon against Carolina when he drew 3 personal foul penalties. Carolina Panthers cornerback Josh Norman was fined a total of more than $26,000 by the NFL for his role in several incidents involving Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. on Sunday. He was fined $17,363 for striking Beckham in the head and close to $8,700 for a face mask infraction. Norman received two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties during the game. Quarterback Brock Osweiler will make his sixth consecutive start when the Denver Broncos host the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday. He hurt his shoulder on a 7-yard scramble during Sunday's 34-27 loss at Pittsburgh, but said it didn't play a role in his poor second half that followed a 4-touchdown first half. Peyton Manning returned to practicing on his own at the team's indoor facility, something the quarterback did 2 weeks ago and what he'll do the rest of the week. Missouri has reinstated quarterback Matty Mock, who was twice suspended by then-coach Gary Pinkel this season. New coach Barry Odom said he was convinced after meeting with Mock that he was excited about rejoining the program. Mock has 1 year of eligibility remaining and could contend with freshman Drew Locke for the starting job next season. Free agent John Jaso and the Pittsburgh Pirates have agreed to a 2-year, $8 million contract. The Pirates plan to use him at first base after the 32-year-old Jaso played mostly in the outfield and at catcher during his big league career. Jaso spent last season with Tampa Bay, hitting .286 with 5 homers and 22 RBIs and 216 plate appearances. And yesterday, a couple of bowl games on the slate in the Poinsettia Bowl. It was Boise State running away from Northern Illinois, 55-7, the final in that one. And also another bowl matchup, it was Georgia Southern beating Bowling Green State by a score of 58-27. That's a look at your latest sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you this morning by Monte Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.